Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Well, you knew it wouldn't end smoothly, at least the ride up into the trial of Delphi accused Richard Allen. God, I got to reach. I'm grasping for the name. I'm not seeing it on the screen, and it's not coming to me. Let's try again. Well, you knew the road leading up to the trial of Richard Allen would not necessarily be a smooth one, and it has not been a smooth one thus far. Now we're here at the doorstep of going into the courtroom and him getting his day in court, or at least a very skewed day in court due to Judge Gull. And here's how it got skewed just a little bit more. Todd Click, the only officer that we know of in this whole case, who at the very beginning said, I think there's more to this, helped investigate the Odinism theory, was actually going to be one of the star witnesses for the defense, may still be, arrested just the other day and charged with falsifying information, forging documents, basically, in his role as a DCS family case manager. It has nothing to do with the case against Richard Allen. It's essentially some sort of a paperwork offense. But enough to put some maybe doubts in the credibility in the mind of the jury of this one person from the police force there who has some sympathy and thinks there may be something else going on here. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. What do you make of this with this arrest and the timing of this charge right before the trial is about to start?
That's the thing, is the timing is striking, because what it tells me is under the law, usually you can impeach a witness based on alleged acts of dishonesty. So those include like fabricating documents, forgery, stuff like that. And that's exactly what they went after this defense witness for, you know, right before the trial is about to begin. I wonder if they had this information for a period of time and sat on it and chose just now to bring it up. But it just screams of like trial strategy as opposed to like justice.
I mean, can a prosecution do something like this as a trial strategy? Can they legally do something like this? I know if he did do something illegal, which maybe he did, yes, of course, you know, you should bring that up, and if charges need to be brought, they need to be brought. But if they knew for months, years maybe, about this impropriety sitting over here, and they're just going, we're not going to do anything about this, we're not going to play this card until it's the right time. Is that something a prosecutor's office has the right to do when using it basically as a chip in a totally different case?
You know, whether they have the right or not, it happens pretty mm-hmm. often. What I would say is there is a doctrine called vindictive prosecution, which essentially says, hey, you're bringing a prosecution in bad faith. You're bringing it for the wrong reasons. You're not bringing it because, you know, you're trying to go after a person who you think committed a crime, because if so, and if they had the information regarding that, you know, months or years ago, they should have brought it then. The fact they're bringing it now at least gives an air of possible vindictive prosecution, but they get away with stuff like that all the time.
What do you think the purpose is here? What's the end game on Todd Click? Because they can't really talk about Odinism in this trial. I mean, this would be kind of the only way that maybe a little bit would enter the lexicon of the trial by him talking about the lack of evidence or just his thoughts on what was going on. Is this just strictly to discredit? What's your thoughts?
I think it's to discredit the defense, to kind of like, you know, kick their legs out from under them right before the big battle. And so I think they're just taking whatever additional measures they can to shore up this case that a lot of people are watching and a lot of people have asked questions about.
There's one of two things happening here. Either they really have a case and Richard Allen is dead to rights and they're going to present that in court and the rest of us will magically see, oh, we've all been wrong all this time. They have this. He truly is the one who did it. Or they're going to have an extremely weak case, and there's not going to be a lot that any of this stands on, and it's going to look really bad, because it's going to look like, oh, you have been trying to put your hand on the scale over here because you don't have very much. Typically, I would say, I mean, you're the attorney. If there is a very strong case, you probably don't need to do things like this. You probably don't need to be kicking out the legs of everything you possibly can. And amending rules and saying you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that if you got the strong case. Is that accurate?
You know, that was my approach when I was a prosecutor. When I have the goods, man, I don't care what you do on the other side.
Yeah.
I know I'm in the right and I know I have the substantiation to back it up. And so I'm not going to, you know, take what some people might see as, you know, petty shots against somebody else, especially when like the prosecutors, they're supposed to wear the white hats. They're supposed to be the upstanding folks here. And but in practice, that's just not always how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, it's I know I use this a lot, but it's shocking. I mean, just the amount of things in this case that have gone really awry. It almost gives him almost a guaranteed, you know, new trial card, no matter what, how this ends up, especially if he's convicted. But I mean, if he walks free, do you feel like Delphi really, really has a financial vested interest in him not walking free? I mean, I can think it's probably gonna be a massive lawsuit if he does, if they do find him not guilty.
I think absolutely, because these are the types of cases where if they did wrongfully pursue someone, the police department could be bankrupt. I mean, it's a small enough town and it's a large enough alleged travesty that that they really are invested not only in the conviction of this person because they allegedly think he did it, but also because if they screw this up, their butts could be on the line on a civil case later on.
It feels like this is just my conjecture. It feels like Delphi is bluffing in a really bad poker game and they're just like really, really bluffing badly. Like, oh, I got nothing, guys. You can't talk about Odinism. I got nothing. we can't talk about anything that might relate to these other suspects. Let's get rid of this witness. I mean, that's just kind of how it feels.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they're so pot committed at this point, they couldn't possibly shift. They couldn't possibly, or I mean, they could, and perhaps, you know, by some accounts they should, but they're not going to shift from their course of action now. They think they're at the finish line, and I think they're going to go full steam ahead to see what outcome they can secure.
Yeah, it may be a full steam ahead right off a cliff, too. We'll have to find out. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.